Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
Oh, how I love Mondays. This is Coach Adams. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, we are in our wellness series, our Wellness Monday, and truly health is our greatest wealth. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Last week in our Shape Up series, we looked at what it means to think win-win. Oh, it was so rich. And again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, our global listening audience, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be scared. Chime right on in at the appropriate time, for truly, this is a safe space. So we want to encourage you, get those notepads out, get those pens ready, get your smartphone with your notes, your iPad, your tablets, desktop, laptops, whatever you need to soak in the richness and grab those nuggets and jewels that will be shared with you on today. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you give your support. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school, do a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. I think you get it. Bottom line, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Did I say already, oh, how I love Mondays? And not only do I love Mondays, I love our monthly, Wellness Monday. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are exactly there. We're in our monthly health and wellness series on mind, body, and soul health. And we're looking at, now hold on to your seat because this is going to be a rich one. We're looking at letting go, let go of the old to embrace the new. Let go of the old to embrace the new. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in our global wellness coders. First and foremost, I'm going to bring in Lady Tabitha Smith, who is the creator of Global Wellness Coders. And at the same time, I am asking for Dr. Veronica Wilson to join us and have them both chime right on in at this time. Welcome, Lady Tabitha Smith. How are you?
I'm excellent, Coach. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. And Dr. Veronica, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you ladies on tonight.
It is wonderful to have you here, and I'm going to ask each of you, for the sake of our global listening audience, and I'm going to start with you, Lady Tabitha. If you were to tell someone who Lady Tabitha Smith is, who would you say that she is?
I would say that Lady Tabitha, first of all, is the daughter of the Most High God, 3% red hot leader. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a pastor, I'm a wellness coach, entrepreneur, and I would say that's me. A woman that loves to learn and has passion for life once again.
I love that, and I thank you so much, and I would so totally agree with all of that and so much more. And Dr. Veronica, I ask you the same question. If you were to say who Dr. Veronica Wilson is, who would you tell people she is?
I'm Dr. Veronica Wilson Lowry. My husband is Dr. Jasper Lowry, so I don't want to leave him out of there. I'm first off a woman of God. I'm a marketplace minister, a minister of the gospel also, an evangelist, an inventor, entrepreneur, and a people lover. I love God's creation, and I love sharing and caring for God's people.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I would agree with what you stated as well and so much more. And I thank you for giving our global listening audience just a little sample, you know, kind of a peekaboo into who you are. Ladies, oh, my gosh, the reason why I wanted to bring you in so quickly is that can you believe that we are literally at the mark of just having 56 days left in this year of 2021. Can you believe it?
No, it's incredible. Time has went very fast.
I agree with you, Lady Tabitha. Time has just really flown by. You know, it seems like just yesterday, I don't know about for you ladies, but for me, it seems like just yesterday we said Happy New Year. And we were so excited about embracing a new year. And literally in 56 days, we'll be saying Happy New Year again. It's literally right around the corner. Would you agree with that? I mean, maybe it's just me. I just wanted to have a brief chat with you ladies about it to see what your thoughts are.
I agree. It really went fast this year, and here we are embarking on a new year and new challenges, opportunities, and I'm looking forward to all of it.
Oh, I love that,
agree.
Dr. Veronica. Yes. Go right ahead, Lady Tabitha.
No, I was just saying that I totally agree with Dr. Veronica. You know, it's interesting to me, it seems as though just a couple of months back, I mean, time is really going by fast to where when the pandemic first hit and we came on the airwaves and said, let's talk about this. It doesn't seem like 2 years ago, you know, or a year ago. It seems recent to me. So I don't know if anyone else shares that, but it's just been a lot, you know, also dealing with a lot of our family members and friends graduating. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. H for the teaching. But trying to change our language is something that we deal with every day. I know one gentleman that has experienced 200 people graduating, transitioning. So time has really been I really don't even know how to articulate it. It does not seem like a year to me at all. I don't know about if anyone else feels that way. But I'm excited. I'm excited about this year because I've made some decisions and that I'm putting in place before the new year comes in. So I'm excited to share that today.
You know, I am right there with you, Lady Tabitha, that it is exciting, and Dr. Veronica said it as well. And it's surprising to think about that we have been in this place of this pandemic just far too long. We'll just leave it there, just far too long. And, you know, as we dig into today's topic that we're discussing, I really have a question for both of you ladies. Now, you know, would you, in essence, and I have to ask you this, because we're talking a very specific topic today that I think is so revealing. And that topic, of course, is we're looking at what do you need to let go of that's old to embrace the new? So we're asking that question, but then it brings me to this place of, and I really wanted to have a little chat with you ladies around this as we dig into and start our topic discussions on mind, body, and soul. But, you know, I am a believer, and I know that you ladies are fellow believers. You stated that up front. And so I love the richness of God's word. And I love the richness not only of God's word, and I often like the way in which the message will interpret God's word. You know, it just kind of gives you that extra little when it kind of brings it forth. But the question raised is, you know, or the thought, no one cuts up a fine silk scarf to patch old work clothes that you want to match to this fabric. Now, that's a thought right there, because you're not going to take fine silk scarves and fine, you know, silk and then patch that together with old, worn-out, nasty, dirty, I'm putting my extra on it, work clothes to just simply bring the illustration forth. And you don't put wine in old, cracked bottles. You don't say, let me get that cracked old bottle over there, and let me go ahead and put some wine in it. You get strong, clean bottles for your fresh vintage of wine. And no one, absolutely no one, who has ever tasted fine-aged wine prefers unaged wine, because something happens with that maturity. But you don't want it out of an old, cracked, nasty bottle. You want it out of a new bottle. And in essence, of course, that's what we're talking about today. That as we dig into our discussion on mind, body, and soul health, and this topic of really and truly let go of the old to embrace the new, you know, the reality is, regardless of where you may be on your journey, this topic, this show is for you. And I have to say, and I know that the ladies would agree with me wholeheartedly, that personal growth and development, mind, body, and soul health is truly a passion for each and every one of us. And we were talking about that in the green room behind the scenes. But before we dive in, Lady Tabitha, Dr. Veronica, do you have any thoughts on this old wine? This new wine and old wine skins or old bottles, per se. Any thoughts around that? Ladies,
well,
are you there?
No, we're here. I actually think you did a great job describing it, but it's absolutely true, because if something is old, I think of it being contaminated, right? So putting the new, whatever was, you know, if I say it in these terms, God has new blessings, new opportunities. You have new clients. You have new whatever it may be, even if it's a liquid, whether it be a liquid or something solid or a relationship. When you put that new, fresh gift inside of something that is old, it's contaminated. It's going to contaminate what we put in there, right, or what we bring into that circle. And it would be like starting all over again, because now it has, the contamination has touched the old, the new. And I don't want to waste of time. It would just cause a whole another set of problems that you would have to deal with. And it is a time issue. And that's the one thing that we're all working towards, is making sure that we maximize our time, that 24 hours that we have. So that's what my brain just automatically thought about, contamination, when you try to mix the new with the old.
Yeah, that is so good.
I made that clear.
No, you truly made that clear, and I love that you spoke about that piece around contamination, because that is so key. Dr. Veronica, I want to, of course, give you the opportunity. Do you have any thoughts as well? You know, this is such an interesting and rich topic, because before we kind of get into the areas, mind, body, and soul, it's so important to kind of set the framework of where we're going. And so let go of the old to embrace the new, and this concept that we can't put new wine in old skins. We can't put new wine in old, cracked, nasty bottles. Dr. Veronica, do you have any other thoughts around that? Lady Tabitha brought out such a great point around the potential for contamination.
Yeah, that was really, really rich. When she was talking, it just made me think of a scripture that says, so a man thinketh, so is he. And I think a lot of times our thinking has to become, we know it has to become renewed, and that's why we're learners every day. But I think sometimes we just have to break old thinking habits and old patterns. And I think that's a big part of letting go and embracing the new, being willing to let some old thoughts go and embrace new things and embrace new challenges.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I know that we all have some great richness that we're going to share around each of these areas. And, of course, it is Wellness Monday. And our topic today, let go of the old to embrace the new. And we're looking at that from three different aspects. We're looking at mind, body, and soul. And we did a great setup around this, around the significance of understanding new wine in old skins or old cracked bottles that you cannot have. That contamination will set in, that all of these various things that were thought-provoking. Now I want to share some thoughts around our mind. When we think about let go of the old to embrace the new. Well, one of the things that we must do, and I'm going to give you five little nuggets, and I'm going to share these five nuggets with you, and then I'm going to have each of the other ladies to share. And if time permits, we'll dig into some of these areas a little bit greater, but I want to just give you some thoughts to process around. And so when we're talking about let go of the old to embrace the new, as it relates to our mind health, our mind, number one, we must move from being unintentional to create the intention. So when we're looking at making a shift from this old to embrace the new, for you to go into new season of your life, this new year, this new journey, this new opportunity, this new whatever you are embarking upon and embracing, you must start out with moving from being unintentional to creating the intention. What is the intention that you desire as you move into this next realm, this new season, this new year? In addition, you have to move from being unconscious in your thought process. It's so easy to go on autopilot. I have been guilty myself, where we don't want to think about things. We put our heads in the sand like the ostrich, and we just want to veg out. I mean, people go to happy hours. Why? Because they just want to go unconscious. People take the little, you know, hit because they want to go unconscious. People shoot it up because they want to go unconscious. We can go on and on and on and on. But that is old behavior. And you can't take that old behavior into this new year. You can't put that old bottle mindset with new wine, with this new year that we're approaching. So the shift is you must be conscious of your thoughts. We have to be conscious of our thoughts. We cannot be unconscious, but rather we must. The third is, as we're looking at letting go of the old to embrace the new so that I can move into this new season from a better place and be stronger in my mind health, you must, in general, look at where do you need to make a shift. Make the necessary shifts that you have to make. Don't resist. Don't dig in your heels and say, I'm going to stay here. No. You have to allow yourself to be stretched and make the necessary shifts that you need to make. For example, if you want to enjoy that fresh wine, you can't put it in the broken bottles, the horrible skins that we talked about. You have to get a new bottle. You have to get new skins. So you have to make a shift. We said, number one, we have to create the intention. What is the intention that you desire? Number two, we must be conscious of our thoughts. We can't be unconscious, can't have our head in the sand like the ostrich. Number three, make the switch. Make a shift. Number four, positive brain frequencies. Positive brain frequencies. What does this mean? You must move away from the stinking thinking. You must move away and stop it today entertaining that negativity. And now you have to allow yourself to have those positive brain thoughts, brain frequencies, vibrations based on positive words, powerful words, the word of truth that changes and transforms. And then lastly, take time, simply take time to enjoy. Don't be so busy running and doing that you don't allow yourself the time to just pause and enjoy. If you go into this new season, if you embark upon this new year in the same place of and all of that, and you don't take the time to enjoy. Now, there has to be a healthy balance. You can't just enjoy, 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 and not do what's needful to plant seeds and to put forth the effort to get greater results. So we must make sure that we maintain a balance. But you can't be going all the time that you're and your body becomes run down, your mind, your soul, all of what we're talking about today. So those are the five nuggets that I have that I wanted to share, that if you let go of these old areas that we spoke about, this now positions you for this new year, and it starts now. As we've established, hear the days left in this year of 2021, but it's not too late to get greater results. It's not too late. But you need to be intentional. You have to get started right where you are. Create that intention. Move and navigate from a stage of consciousness. Be aware of your thoughts. Make the switch, the shifts, wherever you need to that are going to yield you greater results. And entertain the positive words and thoughts. Allow your positive brain frequencies to flow. Get out of that negative thinking, and take the time to enjoy. Woo, I know that was kind of a bullet. I kind of threw that out there real quick because I want for Dr. Veronica to have time to share on the body. I've shared on the mind, and for Lady Tabitha to share on the soul. We're talking about mind, body, soul health today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our all-star in-studio guest here in our health series. And our Wellness Monday. So, Veronica, what do you have for us on body?
You know, as I was thinking of this topic today, I was just so, I had so many thoughts. And you just nailed so many things, Coach Adams. That was so much great information. And I was just thinking about how God so purposely designed this team called the mind, body, and soul for us. You know, the design is for us to acknowledge each area of that part of us as a person, and to really have balance in those areas so that we can walk in our purpose, so that we can succeed in our divine appointments. And so I was just thinking about how, and one of the words you used was intentional. You used some powerful words, positivity, all of those things that bring balance. And, you know, I was just thinking, people can lose their mind. We've seen people lose their mind. Some people say, you know, they let go of their body, and then some people just don't have no soul. That's a corny joke, but really people have to really tune in to these areas of life, or you're just kind of tossed to and fro. And I think God has given us an opportunity to tune in, and especially on this program, but just as people who love God and realize we have this one temple, this one body to steward, to take care of, to be responsible for. And a lot of it has to do with the way we think. I think you touched on that so well. And you know, being able to shift when things need to change. We get so conditioned to staying the same and doing what we always did that used to work. And sometimes we just have to make those shifts. And when we talk about things, I talk about food a lot because I think it's very important to the body. The body is built to get the right nutrients. And, you know, we can have good food or we can have the right food. I think about Daniel and the Hebrew boys. They could have had the good food from the king's table that was, you know, the rich stuff. And a lot of us, we have good jobs now and we buy whatever we want to eat. But mm-hmm. there's a difference between good food and the right nutrients for our bodies. So I'm just looking at that blueprint that God put together for us, the mind, body, and soul. A lot of us have a blueprint for our houses. We have it tucked away somewhere. We have a business plan for our businesses. But do we really have a blueprint to give the glory to God in these bodies, to get the expected end result in these vessels that we're the caretakers of? We have to do the right things with them. And so I don't know, today it was a lot. You've covered a lot. I know Lady Tabitha is going to go in deeper, but I'd like to think about, as we go into this new year, and I think someone said we have 56 days, God is so extravagant that every day is a new day. The day that comes, that wasn't like the day that passed. And he gives us another opportunity to get this thing right and to keep perfecting and keep working on our bodies, keep working on our mind and our soul. And it just works so good together when we balance those areas out and are conscious. That was one of the words you used, conscious of being good stewards over those things. So I still push food a lot because food is a simple thing that we so neglect for these temples a lot of times, because the flesh wants to eat what it eats, wants to eat what it wants. And so we will say, oh, I cheated. But if you think of that word cheated in any other arena, it's not a joke. You know, if someone cheats in their relationship, that's a bad thing, or a job, that's frowned upon. But we tend to take it for granted when we cheat with our bodies, our temples, our vessel, and even in the area of exercise and water. So I was just thinking along those, you know, along those terms as far as moving into the new, really changing our thoughts and really having a blueprint for how we're going to do this thing going into the next year.
Oh, I love that, Dr. Veronica. I really love what you have shared, and some great richness and nuggets that you dropped on us in there to really process around. And I know, we know, Lady Tabitha is on the edge of her seat, ready to jump in to share with us some thoughts that she has around this mind, body, soul health. And as we move into this next leg of this journey that we're on tonight, concerning let go of the old to embrace the new. Lady Tabitha, what thoughts do you have concerning soul?
Well, Coach, I tell you, I'm really enjoying listening to you ladies share your thoughts of our topic tonight and your perspective areas. And it also reminds me how our systems are all tied together and one flows into the next. And you have to, we must work on all three in order to be balanced and healthy and whole the way God created us. So that's a blessing in itself for us to just reiterate, saying it over and over for our listening audience, you know, for ourselves, number one, right? But definitely for our audience. So I'm having a great time listening. I'm taking notes. Both you ladies have blessed my soul. So I want to share 10 points. So get your pens ready. And the first one, and they're going to be power packed, so I'm not going to break them down because I want to hear someone call in and ask questions and hear their thoughts. So I'm just going to read through it, and I'll pause here and there, and then we'll come back and ask questions if you have them. So number one, I think it's really important, of course, to reconnect daily with your God, your creator. I wrote here, love from your overflow versus your pain. And I'm going to say that again. Love from your overflow versus your pain. A lot of us love from past experience, our definition of love. And a lot of times that's a painful place for different reasons, different levels of pain. So within that, reinvent yourself. Let go. This is a big one. This is a big one. And I had to work on this, and I'm still working on it. But I have to tell you, and I'm glad because there's 56 days left in this year, where I'm not going to wait to write my New Year's resolution. So I'm glad that we're stopped and we're repeating ourselves, but this is a huge one. Letting go of what others think of you, opinions of others, that, and all of this will somehow affect your soul, give you low self-esteem, question yourself, right? And mind your business. We heard the old folks say, mind your business. I feel as though if we're all honest, you are your biggest challenge. You, me, you, we are our greatest challenge. And if we're honest about it, it's a full-time job. If I just handle my business working on me, allowing God to realign me, to heal me, just mind my business in these 56 days before I take the old into the new year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, two, let go of grudges. Letting go of grudges, having unforgiveness in your heart, overcoming adversities, forgiveness, fear. But letting go grudges. And how do you do that? You call, just make the phone call. And it's worth it. You're worth it. So we don't want to take any, whether it been business or personal, grudges or misunderstandings into the new year. Start fresh. You owe it to yourself. It's just a conversation. And most of the time it's larger in our minds than it really is in reality. And most of the time it's a misunderstanding. Number three, find new people, new places, new things, art, different interests. Spark your interest. Reconnect with nature, water, trees, the beach. These things will soothe your soul and bring a new smile, something different. Go to different places. God has created the most magnificent world. If you go to Sedona, you're going to see red mountains and red dirt like nowhere else in the world. Each place is different. There's not one identical place, just like our fingerprints. There's no identical fingerprints. Number four, get more quality sleep. Get more quality sleep. I think one of the things that I've incorporated in my life is I have a routine. There was a time where I would just crash. Like, I just work myself into oblivion, stay up as late as I just possibly, because some of you know my testimony, because I had health issues. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get out of the bed the next day. So I would try to get everything done in that day. But now I have changed my strategy and to clear my mind, to pray. One of the things I do, honestly, is I tell Alexa, go to YouTube and bring up Cindy Trim, the prayer. So I wake up to a prayer and I go to sleep to a prayer. So what that does for me is it clears my mind and it puts my body in a state of prayer and worship, you know. And sometimes I'll listen to classical music. You know, everyone's different, so whatever. But put a strategy together of going to sleep. I also drink my detox tea at night. Why? Because in the morning I want to completely eliminate any old food, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I want that out of my system and start fresh. I know that could have been TMI, but it's real talk. It's the truth. And this human body, mind, body, and soul, these things are important. And so when I go to sleep, I want to turn off my electronics. So I want to prepare to go to sleep, and I want to talk to God. And I believe that my body is regenerating at night. The cells are regenerating. And I believe I'm spending time with God. I don't know if this is a fact or not, Coach, but I feel like that's my time with God when I'm resting. I really feel close to Him when I'm resting. And I'm not a dreamer every night, but I dream. But when I do dream, I know it's from God. It's very clear. So something to think about. I believe it's important that we all, before the year ends, let's find a strategy to reduce stress. Be intentional about reducing your stress. And if that means that you have to pick up new tools, you know, really none of us have any excuse like, well, I don't know what to do. Google, how can I reduce stress, right? So just some of the things are exercising, journaling. For me, drinking my detox tea, I have different products that I share in my business that help us sleep at night. But having a strategy, warm milk, melatonin, you know, it works for different things work for different people. But be intentional. Polite to yourself. Be more kind to yourself first and also to others. Avoid offending other people. And don't be so easily offended. Number seven, develop confidence. Develop confidence. Tune in to Motivational Mondays. Take a class. Exercise. There's a lot of different things that you can do. But each one of us, it's important that we put a strategy together before this year ends and not wait until next year. That way we're positioned to win. Walk into new rooms. This year I decided that I do not want to be the smartest person in the room. So I me to step into different circles, different rooms, so I can learn, right? And I have to be willing to change. If I can't accept change, I cannot grow. And if we were to ask ourselves, we get stuck, especially during this pandemic, we get stuck in ruts. And so it's time to push ourselves out of that before the new year gets here. Number nine, stop procrastinating. I believe that does something to the soul, because when I procrastinate, it's always that thing in the back of my head that I'm always behind the eight ball. I'm in the red. So I start off the next day in the red. So that's something that I'm really, and how am I going to do that? For me, I'm writing down on a card before I go to sleep at night what I want to accomplish the next day. I'm trying different new things. And number 10, letting go fear and find a way. Each person has to assess herself. And I think, again, we have Google, so we have resources at our fingertips. And you're worth it. And we're all worth the investment. We're God's greatest creation wrapped in flesh. And we're only going to receive one temple, one soul, one spirit. So with that, Coach, I want to hand the mic back over to you. And thank you for allowing me to share.
Wow. I'm sure Dr. Veronica would say the same. Lady Tabitha, you gave us literally a platinum, you served on a platinum platter, some amazing thoughts around our soul and how we can, as we look at, you know, obviously letting go of the old to embrace the new. What I love is that you gave some clear guidelines and what we can do to allow ourselves to be in better position for a healthier soul. Dr. Veronica, do you have any thoughts around what Lady Tabitha has just shared?
I think she really shared in detail some things that we need to really embrace and think about. And, you know, we didn't talk, the three of us, in detail about what, you know, was revealed to us or what we would expound on. But I think that ties into the blueprint that I was talking about, you know, us having a blueprint of how we want to see ourselves, how we want to be healthy, how we want our mind, body, and soul to be tuned in to what we expect, you know, to what we are working towards, to our goals, to our you know, our purpose, all of that. I think both of you guys really did a wonderful job in getting us there to where we could be. 56 more days is not a lot of time, and I'm glad we're not going to wait. I'm glad, you know, we all have an opportunity to start fresh today, tomorrow. And, you know, it reminds me of when I used to fast, and if I blew it, I thought I blew the whole fast. But actually, God never said that. We can, you know, we have another opportunity to start all over and, you know, get it right.
You know, I love what you both have shared. And one of the things that I wanted to, and I'm being intentional about giving, quote unquote, a loving, shameless plug, because Lady Tabitha, you spoke about what we give our attention to. You may not have said those words, but you mentioned classical music and so on and so forth. And, you know, one of the things that has really not only supported me with my soul health, but just my mind, my mindset, and I use it when I'm walking as well, so it really has supported me, mind, body, and soul, is our mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, have a free radio app called Boss Christian Radio. I was so surprised, I got to tell you, Lady Tabitha, I was surprised that you didn't mention Boss Christian Radio. We're going to talk that offline, I'm just saying.
Why is it not? Let's be clear, I have the app, but I listen to that one too during the day. It's my favorite.
I wanted to share Boss Christian Radio specifically because that, for me, has been such a lifeline. for my mind, body,
yes.
and soul health. And I want our listening yes. audience to know that it is a free app. You simply go to your app store, wherever you get your apps, if you have an iPhone or an Android, and you download the free app Boss Christian Radio. And when I tell you 24/7 worship and word that feeds your soul, that feeds your mind, and hey, if you put that on when you're doing your walk or movement, it's going to support you in that as well. Because now, as we've been talking offline, Lady Tabitha, your gym time is your worship time. You're maximizing that time. So I just could not resist bringing in that plug, because for me, had I not had this amazing tool to grab at any moment during this difficult time that we have processed through 2020, now 2021, I know I would not have gone through as effectively had I not had such an amazing tool. So some love to our mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, for this free gift that they have given.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yes, wonderful. We live for hearing Coach say, "You can do it." So I agree, Coach.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing how quickly time flies. And I want to give both of you an opportunity to share any final thoughts, nuggets in about a minute or so that you have that you want to kind of drop and leave with our audience. Any thoughts that you have, Dr. Veronica, specifically on body or just how one would truly, you know, kind of in a capsule, what you would say to kind of bring a bow around all that was shared from your quadrant on let go of the old to embrace the new?
I would say don't take it as criticism when someone is talking about food choices or change, when change has to happen to get the expected end result. And I would like to just put it out there that maybe designing your own blueprint for your mind, body, and soul, what you want to see, how you want it to look, what do you expect it to look like in the end after you do your design that is within God's design, if that makes any sense. Just being more conscious.
Oh, no, it definitely makes sense. And I love and appreciate that you brought that element in. The blueprint is so key, and that speaks to the intentionality, creating that intention. And I love that, such a connection and synergy in the spirit. Lady Tabitha, any final thoughts in about a minute? You gave us such richness in so many areas to process around concerning our soul. And, of course, you know, what we need to let go of to embrace this new. So letting go of the old to embrace the new. Any closing thoughts from your side on soul?
Coach, what is really just, if when I look at myself, what has been most effective, I really desire to see mankind heal, people heal from the core, from their soul. And I believe that it's really important that you realize to really explore what it really means to love yourself, love others, and love God. That's three different types of love and three different categories. And I believe that it's important that we don't allow verbiage or people's opinions about us to penetrate our souls. And I see it every day. And to really, and I'm saying it so that a person listening can think about it and understand how important, how damaging it has been to us. So not judging yourself through what other people have said about you or done to you, rather looking at yourself through the love of God, through the lenses of God, how much he loves you, how he created you, you know. I think just right there is to look at the core, begin to take
inventory of yourself from the core.
I love that, Lady Tabitha, because everything starts from the inside out. So I love that you have that heaviness around the importance of our core. And speaking of core, you know, interestingly enough, we, each of us, and I know we all share the love for Nutriverse, which, of course, deals with, it's a multivitamin that deals with truly, our core at the cellular level. And I must say that I can speak to how Nutriverse has supported me, mind, body, and soul. It really has. And, you know, it's interesting because we can grow comfortable in something. And I had run out for a couple of days in transition of my new order. And when my new order came, because I have a monthly drop ship for it and everything, and I've been taking it for over a year now, and it has really been giving my body great support. And it's so funny because in those couple of days, I was like, oh, my God, I need my Nutriverse. I'm missing it. And when I got it, I realized that I had mistakenly Nutriverse Plus. And when I tell you, it is supercharged. Okay, we'll have to talk about it on Wellness Wednesday in our wellness circle. I'll have to share with you. But I wanted to mention that because we want to make sure that in addition to the nuggets and gems that we shared with you today, that we also just give you the opportunity for additional support by way of the products that we all have grown to love and appreciate through TLC, Total Life Changes. And so if you want more information, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I also want to share with our global listening audience, as you know, all of what I do as a coach, and I am committed. I have my Impact 100, and I am so committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey in 2021 and beyond through the powerful gift of empowerment. And I have a full circle of empowerment to support those of you that are listening in, and I want you to know new or returning clients through the month of November receive 15% off of any of my coaching packages because I want to be in partnership with you so that you are in position, exactly what we were just talking about, closing out this year, starting the new year so that you can get the results that you desire, increase results, and wow, what a great way to do that through one-on-one coaching. And so I want you to know that this support is available for you, and I want to encourage you to set yourselves on a winning course. Set yourselves, as Dr. Veronica said, with that winning blueprint. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You know, I say this regularly that we don't want you to lose focus on your goals, whatever they may be. Although there are 56 days left in the year, it's not too late to make a shift. It's not too late to do what you need to do to get in position. So know that I'm here. I desire to walk alongside with you, and I have the tools to support you. In closing, my Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group. All are welcome. We also have the Global Wellness Coders for the Health side, and it is an open group as well that you can connect with on Facebook. Whew, so much. And thank you again, ladies. So much richness. And the time flies so quickly. We have to bring things to a close, but we're going to have one final Wellness Monday in December. The first Monday in December will be our last and final for the year 2021, our wellness focus in this series. And so we hope that you mark your calendars and you tune in. Of course, Coach Adams is here every week faithfully for you to tune in every Monday to jumpstart your week empowered and to really get the support that you need to work it now, work your vision, so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. This is Coach Adams and our all-star panel closing out for now. Stay mindful always that you guessed it. I coach and you win.